All right, Kuf Pei Bei Hilchos Gneivu Gzeila. We said yesterday you're not allowed to steal, not only from a yid, but from a goy, not only from a yid, but also not from a goy. Days and who davar muad kol kach. If the amount of stealing that you did was so small, she'ain mishiyak would look klal. Nobody would be makbaran could go and lito mechavila kesem to take a splinter from a bundle. Lachtas by Shinov. See, I'm using a toothpick. Mutter is mutter. Read this chasidus. Okay, so he's saying it's really mutter to steal something that's meaningless. But it's a midas chasidus to not do that either. Lachser. Even to steal on the condition that you're going to put it back, which is a very big camp question. Using a kid's chair, using a kid's baseball bat,
That's not
basketball.
stealing, that's borrowing.
It's not borrowing. We didn't give you permission.
But it's not stealing
Why not?
because you're borrowing it.
Tell that to the cops when you borrow someone's car without telling them.
Using somebody else's item is borrowing without permission.
If to, I don't know, without permission, you're gonna call that without permission is what?
Borrowing without permission, generally considered theft.
Yeah, that's the way we go. That's okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how it
Well,
works.
wasn't that one of those things that they did in Sodom? Like everyone would steal one grape, and then the guy's got no grapes and no recourse.
Correct, correct. But
It doesn't mean
that
it's
was
not
allowed
stealing
by
if there's
Edson.
no recourse.
All right. Yeah.
It's a
Anyway, so
let's go.
Elisha writes to Latzara Kitsas, even if you're not really stealing from him, but you just want to cause him pain or to laugh at him, meaning to make a joke with him, Gamke knows that that's also us. Awesome. Yeah, Taka, you're right, David. To steal a manas to give it back is midaraisa, not stealing. All right. But the Chachamim said it's also. So we have a pshara.
What's called give back? Like drive the car and put it back where it was?
Yeah, Achaya.
You explain why it's unnecessary, sir?
Even if you
Oh.
are using your. Even
Go, continue.
if you are using the item and Lamaitha, you are causing it to wear and tear.
I
So
don't
you
know
are
about it.
stealing.
I don't know. I have no, I don't know. I guess it would depend on the item. Fine, Dalek. Also, Lashik is Chaveiro. You're not allowed to cheat your friend. Afilu Kolshu, even a Kolshu. That what would be Oishik, where somebody's money came to his friend, with meaning you have money that your friend knows that you have it. Let's say you had borrowed money, or money for rent, and you don't pay him. All right, so that's somebody else's money, not rent, meaning you're supposed to get paid and you refuse to pay. So that is considered oishik, meaning the money got to you beheter and now you refuse to give it back. Oishik, or he pushes him off by saying, come back, keep coming back, keep coming back, which is also wrong. Hey, anybody who. How you call chemda covets, right? Or anything that his friend doesn't want to sell him. Who hear ba love reim, and what he does, he gangs up his friends. Or he himself was pushing him until he sells him, and they put on the pressure. That's where you're over on loy sachmad. And as soon as his heart was coerced, right? Meaning his heart decided that he really wants this item that belongs to somebody else. Because it's only taiva in the heart. All right?
This is only by Eden.
Yeah. All right. So there's two different instruments. Lysis Ave, which is just in your heart, and Lysis, but Lysachmoid is you have to do something about it. Lysis Ave is you don't do anything about it, just in your heart. A time of Eilu Dechimud and desire makes you be over on Chimud. And somebody who buys something that he wanted, over b'shnei lavin, then he over on two lavin. That's why it says lo sachmoid and lo sisava. But mitzvah say ala goizel, it's a mitzvah say on somebody who steals lachzer zegzela atzma to return the actual thing that he stole. And who eina v'lein nishtana, if it's still the way it was, and it does not, it didn't change. Shenemar v'heishem is exela shagozel, return the exela that you stole. Who adin laganav? Same thing with a ganav. Like difference between a ganav and a gazlan, right? Is he does it during the day or does it at night, right? V'heina yotzi yidei chavosa b'nesinas damim, and you're not yotzi yichiyah by paying for the stolen object. Afilu m'kfar nesiyashu abaylim, even if the baylim were miyayish, still you're not. You're supposed to return the object that you borrowed. All right. But if it became lost, something changed in it that it will not go back the way it was, or it was sunken into a building. It's going to be a big loss if you make the guy knock down his building for his stolen rocks or bricks. With the giving of the money, the way it was worth, and if the nigzel is someplace else, he does not have to send the money to the place. You have to let him know, and he could come, meaning he has to come collect it. You don't have to go to pay. All right? And mail, Ramosha says you can mail it also. It's interesting, Din. I would have thought the opposite. You stole the money from him. You got to go bring it back to him. All right? All right. But by the way, that's only if the guy who was stolen from moved. But if the crook moved, then he would have to pay him back. So it makes a nigzel yasel yoshev, and if the Nigzel, the one that got stolen from, died, you give it back to the Yorshim. Zayin a gozlo sarabim, somebody who steals from the public. You're going to show you chenveni. He was a store owner, mother b'midah chasera, and he messed with the measures. He measured out things less. Aisha shaka b'mishkol chaser, or he's using weights that are chaser k'daim are similar. Aisha imamuna b'kahal, or he was an officer in a kihil of hekel akroiva, and he was makel on his relatives v'hichbid al acherim. And he ended up, you know, he was favored. He showed favoritism to his relatives. Chay Misha, not the ribis me rabim, somebody who took interest from the rabim, right? Chuvasai kosher, that's very difficult to do chuva because you have no idea who you stole from. Tikoch yasa tzarchi rabim, therefore he does tzarchi rabim shegama nigzalim yahanamehem, because then the nigzal, everybody benefits from him because he's helping the public. That's where you get into, what is it called? Public service. If somebody does something wrong by the guy, we do public service. But if you know, you definitely know somebody who you stole from, so then you have to give it back to them. And he's not that he does tzarchi rabim. I mean, if you know who you stole from, you have to go face it. You can't just say, I'll just donate to the, you know, to the community chest. You're not allowed to buy. This comes up a lot with stuff that falls off the truck, as they call it. You're not allowed to buy something from a governor Gazlan as a chayvet shagona vegozel, the actual item that he stole. Why? Because if you're going to give the guy business, then he's going to go steal from other people because he's going to keep on stealing. It doesn't make a difference if it's a yid or a goy. Because a guy is also commanded on stealing. And one guy can't steal from another guy. For whom seven mitzvahs, this is the seven mitzvahs that were commanded. And it's a big avera to buy. From a ganav gazan, because you're supporting somebody who's doing an avera. Somebody who shares with the crook hates his own nefesh. And he's going to cause the ganav to do more stealing. And if he didn't find the lekeach, he will not steal. Even though it's possible to a place that they don't recognize it, that's not so common.
What are we called about this?
You can't. You're not allowed. As far as I know, you can't do it.
All of these stories, like by people trying to cheat goyim to buy like tefillin back to return to the owner.
I don't know. I don't. Doesn't sound like it's okay.
You heard the stories, like by like you know, goy came to the guy and he said, "Where is the third payer for the other hand?" He said, "I'm gonna only pay you a little bit," and then he returned it to the owner. Whatever.
Yeah,
it sounds like any buying is asur.
Oh, so yeah, right. No, it goes to the next line in the kitzur. If the one buying it has kavona, to give it back to them when they're going to pay him back for the money that he paid, mutter, it's mutter. Right? But that's only if the owners themselves can't save it.
Can you explain that? So I could buy back your tefillin and then charge you for it?
Well, tefillin is a different thing, whether you shouldn't buy it at all. Right?
Because they're going to do it again, but let's leave that alone. But if your tefillin got stolen and then the guy was selling it, and you weren't around, I could buy it back and then make you pay me back for it.
Yes,
but if you leave town and I feed your wife, then I'm off the crook.
Yeah, you love that, Kamara, don't you?
I can't get over it. It's 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like clearly having some PTSD on that Gemara. Yeah. But davkish loya be sheri la bar matzim latzavai. But chen also lekav pikadin davar shenira shu gana. Because you can't use it as a, you can't accept the pikadin either. Test. Afil lo nes shum hanam in agneva min agzela. As even if to be get hana from stolen property, kol zman shu biyad agana by a gazlan, when it's biyad the ganav of the gazlan, usur, it's usur. Right? Meaning you can't forget about it, you know, you can't buy it, you can't even benefit from it. And even a small amount that the owner himself that it got stolen from wouldn't care if you use it, it's still usur. Like if you swap the worth of coins. Usur b'may is ganav a gazal, it's usur with money. If it's that was stolen, to go into a house that was stolen, either to protect yourself from the sun in the summer or from the rain in the winter, or to go to a psada gzula, asr, it is asr. Yod v'lechem mishu ganav agazim mefursim. If there's a guy that's a publicized ganav agazim, shein la melacha cheres elazois, he doesn't have any other melacha. Meaning everybody knows he's a crook. All his money is considered stolen. Also, you are not just not allowed to be benefited from him. And an ani cannot take tzedakah from him. Somebody wants to sell an item that seems to be stolen. Right? You know, the watchman. Right? That they steal some of the fruit. You know, under the table, they steal some of the fruit. Or somebody who's from the seller that is he holds something, you know, quietly to sell it. Or he says to the buyer, "Hatmein, You meaning you told him, you know, I'm selling it to you. He told the buyer, here's this thing, I'm selling it to you, but hide it. Don't let anybody know. Also, likeness, you can't buy it from him because there's something fishy going on. Even to take something from a woman that it seems like she's selling without the knowledge of her husband. All right, or to buy something from a man that of the jewelry that he bought for his wife, also it is also right. So you could be over on that. You could be over on those things too. Okay, we will stop over there.
Can I steal to fill in or any Jewish object from somebody who stole?
What do you say?
Can I steal to fill in anything that somebody stole to give back to the other person? Steal it back.
Yeah, but you have to know, how are you going to know what's really stolen?
Well, if I see somebody stealing it, and then I could go ahead and steal it back. Instead of paying for it back, I'll go ahead and steal it.
I hear that.
I think you're on crack. You'll end up going to jail.
Yeah, no, listen. Well, forget about risking jail. I'm saying, can you go steal it back? Yeah, if that's what the guy... If the guy has stolen property, then you can steal it from him. Yeah,
it's not called stealing. It's called taking it back. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He's taking it back.
I don't know legally. I don't know what they're going to do to you legally, but...
Yeah, that's where I was going. I think this whole vigilante stuff is sort of like, you know, cops and robbers.
Yeah. All right, fine. Everybody should have a fine night. Should be Matzliach.